Proverbs 4, verse 20. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Is it interesting? God says, do not let them depart from your eyes. Does that mean that every day you take God's word like that? You'll be walking over cats, bumping into lampposts. Amen? Of course not. So, do not let them depart from your eyes is what? Your vision. Amen? Now, you're saying, what's the result, Pastor Prince, of doing this? Keep on reading. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Notice what you see will go into your heart. So, first of all, attend to God's word. How do I do that? This is God's medicine bottle. How do I do that? All right, I attend to it. I incline my ear to God's sayings. That's the ear gate. Say ear gate. All right, hit somebody and just nudge somebody and say ear gate. They say, huh? If they say, huh, their ear gate is definitely closed. All right, either the gate is closed or there's something clogged up inside. All right, so the next one is keep them, do not let them depart from your eyes. Now look at somebody and say, eye gate. Eye gate. Watch your eye gate. Your eye gate, what you see. What you hear, what you see. And then the next one is keep them in the midst of your heart. This is how things enter your heart. It is always through your eye gate and your ear gate. So God gave me this word for you all. Guard your heart. Because the next one says, look at the result. If you allow God's word, if you pay attention to God's word, you incline your ear gate to God's sayings, and you open your eye gate to God's word, not any other human word that brings fear and depression. And if you do that, God says the result is it will drop into your heart. That's only then, and only then, they are life to those who find them and health to how much? All their flesh. What a promise. What medicine? You know, when you're sick, right? You gotta take this medicine, and then you gotta take this medicine. And the doctor say, by the way, you gotta remove your phlegm by taking this cough syrup, right? But by the way, the inflammation that caused your cough and all that has got to be removed by this pill. But if you take this pill, it might cause gastric. So we prepare something for gastric. So the thing that he prepared for gastric, to stop the inflammation thing from becoming gastric into your in your stomach, the thing that was prepared, does the thing also have a side effect? So you're going to have a side effect for the thing that had the side effect for the side effect. Okay? And we all still take it. Why? It's the best. This side of heaven. So this is God's natural gift. Are you listening? But there is a every good and perfect gift. So it is under the category of good. But there's every good and perfect gift is from the Father above. Comes down from the Father of lights. So the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of healings, for example, like it has operated before, right? And just as I share the word, sometimes the gift of healing explodes in someone's body. And the person says, where's that pain? It's gone. I came here with a headache. It's gone. I came here with gastric and it's gone. That is a gift of healings operating. Amen? So, we thank God for all these instruments and all that and means by which we can facilitate the healing. Actually, it helps our body. Our body is the part that God has made, the immune system and all that. And it's only assisted, right, with the symptoms most of the time. So keep the symptoms down and your body can fight the thing. So, but it's still natural. At the end is the word of God. It's the only medicine this side of heaven, all right, that God has given us that we can hold in our hand. That's why I'm saying whenever you hold the Bible, you're holding a piece of heaven. Amen. It is God's grace gift to us. God's instruction manual. The manufacturer's handbook. And it's the only medicine that says health to all their flesh. All. When you take God's word, like you're taking right now, it is health to all your flesh. Amen. No side effects. Oh yeah, there is lah. You become joyful. You're filled with joy unspeakable. Amen. Peace that passes understanding. You cannot describe it. So watch this now. God says, before it can be life to you and health to all your flesh, it's got to go through your eye gate, your ear gate, and then drop where? Into your heart. That's the way God ordained it. Then it will manifest. Now, God didn't say, I give you health. No, take it. Right? That is the gifts of the Spirit operating. Amen? And God can do that. Right, of course. But God's norm for all of us is to receive from His Word. That's why we need to read God's Word every day. Give us this day our, not weekly bread, not monthly bread, daily bread. Not just Sunday bread. Amen. Amen. Sunday you receive good word, but daily bread. Amen. So notice it enters your heart first. Jesus said in Matthew 12, out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. You know, we teach about be careful what you say. Amen. What you say is what you get. Amen. That's how you get saved, right? You get saved by saying, if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, right? Jesus Christ is Lord, and you believe God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth. So it's always heart, mouth, mouth, heart, mouth, heart, mouth, heart, mouth, okay? But which one comes first? Jesus says, your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It is not by talking a lot about God's Word and then you hope you'll fill your heart. No. You fill your heart by spending time in the Word, by reading, by filling your imagination. And that's why when you're not feeling well, spend a lot of time in healing scriptures. I have one myself where I just read and you just lie down there. Many times you don't feel like reading if you're not feeling well, right? Just listen to healing scriptures. Amen. Mine comes with a bit of rain because I believe that, you know, rain, God gave rain as a picture of moreh, latter rain, to bring forth the harvest. So just hearing it is very soothing. Amen. So there's water and then Pastor Prince's voice. Amen. If you think you like to sleep under my voice, you'll want this healing scriptures. Amen. What was the idea? The idea is to listen to all the verse until your insight becomes a new picture.
My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. The Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. O Lord my God, I cried unto Thee, and Thou hast healed me. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Surely He has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. My friend, I really believe these resources will be a blessing to you. Proverbs 4 tells us that God's word is life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. If it's your liver that's giving you trouble, you receive health in that area when you receive His word. If it's your heart that's causing you pain, you receive health in that area when you receive His word. If you have a loved one in the hospital who might not even be able to pick up a book, Can I ask you to consider getting this audio resource for them? Play it for them and just allow the healing power of God's word to take effect in their bodies and allow the sweet presence of the Lord to fill the room. It will help you on your journey of faith as you begin to walk more and more in God's divine health and healing. Amen.